256 to 164 vote. It will be interesting to see where the bill goes in the Senate and if it is passed. And then ultimately, President Trump has said and the White House has signaled he would sign the bill as well. Elsewhere today on Capitol Hill, Paul Ryan held his weekly press conference where he talked again about the economy and what folks can expect come February.
Lower tax rates, better withholding, and a higher standard deduction. Remember, the typical family of four making $73,000 will get a $2,059 tax cut just this year.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
Before there were superheroes, there was Samson. From the author of the New York Times bestseller Fireproof, Eric Wilson tells the tale of the original superhero with divine strength to free his people from the rule of an evil empire, but only if he keeps his childhood vow to resist his very own human desires. Chosen, betrayed, redeemed. Samson by Eric Wilson. Available where fine books are sold.
Federal immigration agents stormed into nearly 100 7-Eleven stores nationwide in an unprecedented surge for undocumented workers yesterday. Acting ICE Director Tom Homan says folks shouldn't be surprised by this raid.
Well, look, you know, I've made no secret since the beginning of the year that we're going to increase worksite enforcement across the country to remove yet another reason for people to come to this country illegally.
Alabama wants to become the automaking hub in the southern United States, and it just got some great news. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with all the details.
Alabama landing a coveted $1.6 billion joint venture plant to be built by Japanese car giants Toyota and Mazda that they say will eventually employ 4,000 people. The state offering an incentive package to land it. It's worth over $379 million. That new plant to be located in Huntsville, which is already a hub for the region's budding aerospace industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
The San Antonio Police Officers Association want a state or federal probe of a December human smuggling case. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Police Officers Association President Michael Helley says that's what they want after the police chief William McManus released the 12 before they could be interviewed by a Homeland Security officer who was at the scene when they were found in that truck and the driver of the truck was arrested. Helley disagrees with the chief who claims he has the authority to manage such investigations. Helley saying on Fox News, those immigrants themselves were suspects rather than victims.
Human trafficking actually has an element of enslaving somebody that's brought into the country illegally. And human smuggling is the actual act of the person trying to get across the country, paying a fee or service into being transportation into our country. So completely different. They are a party to the criminal offense.
Helley wants Chief McManus placed on administrative leave over his handling of the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State and local governments have been wooing Amazon for about the last 6 months. They're trying to make their location seem like the best location for a second choice of Amazon headquarters. But here's the problem. Many of them are not disclosing the tax breaks and other financial incentives they are offering the online giant. Some of the cities refusing to give away that information include Chicago, Cleveland, Las Vegas. They're saying this would reveal trade secrets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okie dokie, welcome back. Hour three, Watchdog on Wall Street show. It is the all-skate hour of the program. All-skate hour of the program. We go here, there, and everywhere. Unlike other financial programs, there's not many around outside the little yokel, local schlock broker programs out there, which come and go. We like to talk about social issues. We bring politics in and how it's going to concern your money, the way the country's headed, the economy as a whole. We pull it all together here. We like talking about this stuff. But really quickly, I was making fun of the cable news networks. I'm going to be honest, people. I used to have in my office, I used to have a couple TVs up in front of my desk with a couple of the cable news programs on. I did away with that probably, what is it now, about 4 years ago. I used to watch the cable news programs. I don't really watch any. Anyway, I Sunday morning stuff, I would TiVo all the Sunday morning political stuff. I don't even bother anymore. I know what they're going to say. It's not like you have really a lot of free thinkers out there. And you know, I had I've told the story before. It's worthwhile telling it again. And it's another reason why I don't even bother with TV anymore. I used to do a lot of programs. I was in the green room at Fox. And I was about to do a segment on Fox. This is back when Eric Bolling had his program on Fox Business. So this is, I can't know how many years ago this was. And it was in regards to Social Security. And again, you know who was on with us as well? He's a real interesting, real smart guy. The former CEO of Shell, John Hofmeister. And Bob Beckel. Bob Beckel comes over to me in the green room and he starts chit-chatting. And again, he's about ready to go on with me in a segment to talk about Social Security. And he starts asking me questions about how Social Security actually works. Yeah, he was the guy that they were putting on the panel, supposed to be an expert, didn't know a damn thing. Now, I talked to him, I explained it to him, and he got bored. He was a real nice guy. He really was. Really nice guy. But he got bored, and at the time, all he really wanted to talk about was Keith Richards' book that had just come out. So, and I'm looking out the corner of my eye, and there's this... these two lawyers there. And they're basically practicing their, you want to call it, their routine. What they were going to do and what they were going to say when they were going to go on at the time was Megyn Kelly's program. And what instantly popped into my head was the movie The Wrestler, the Mickey Rourke movie. where they're, you know, the wrestlers in the back are, they're working out how the fight is going to play out there in the ring. That is exactly what takes place in many of these green rooms. And many of the people that are in the employ of these networks are there to play a part. They're an actor. Okay? They're there to play a role, a part in a show. Because that's what it is. It's a show. I walk by the TVs when I'm in the gym in the afternoon, and what are they talking about? Oh, the latest thing on Bannon and Trump, and we're going to spend all day talking about nothing. Nothing. All of the things that are happening around the world that are actually important, pay them no mind. There'll be major terrorist attacks that'll take place in Afghanistan, or a church will get shot up in Egypt. We don't even pay attention to any of that stuff here in America because we're so self-absorbed in our BS. And they like it this way. You know, I knew it. I knew it. I saw it when it started. I saw it when it started, the whole cable news business. They even made fun of it in Anchorman 2, for crying out loud. CNN used to be, remember CNN first starting out? Half an hour. They would give you the news, and then they would do it again, and again, and again. And look at where we are now. You think that? You think that this cable news is good for the country? I don't. And I'll get the people out there. He doesn't like Fox News. Come on, people. Come on. You don't see the nonsense that they pull there, too? Come on. One thing about we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street shows, we're equal opportunity bashers. Have I agreed with many of the things that Donald Trump has done? Yeah. Have I disagreed with some? Yeah, we're going to get into one of those things in a little bit. Don't be an ideologue. Use your mind. That's the thing that they don't want you to do. They don't want you to think for yourself. They want to do your thinking for you. They've said that, for crying out. Didn't Mika Brzezinski say that on MSNBC? We're there to tell people what to think? Don't be one of those mind-numb robots. Anyway, I got more business stories here I got to get into. It was a great story by Stephen Moore. Great story by Stephen Moore in the Wall Street Journal, and it was talking about how, it was talking about this gentleman who owns a mall complex in Bellevue, Washington, and how he's been able to buck the trend of all the problems with malls around the country and how he's done it. Again, it's an example of thinking different. Doesn't think like an MBA. And at this point in time, I almost think MBAs are detrimental. Turn people, again, into a non-thinking bean counter. Always told, Walmart's coming to town. It's going to shut everybody else down. Amazon's destroying the whole retail business. No, it didn't. Those are excuses being made by executives that made poor choices, whether it be expand too quickly, take on too much debt. Usually told, they were told to do that by their consultants from one of the big brokerage firms out there. But no. Amazon is not going to wreck the entire retail sector. It's not going to happen. This I wanted to touch on as well. This is another company that has been in our crosshairs here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. This guy, you got to hand it to him. He's great at, like, diverting people's attention. Elon Musk is now saying he's going to be making pickup trucks. Yay! What was the last one? The last one was, was semi-trucks and a roadster. And the other one was a rocket ship to take people from New York City to Shanghai. He actually did this. You go look at the PowerPoint presentation online. He actually said he's going to have a rocket ship take people from New York to Shanghai in an hour. And it's going to be the same price as a commercial flight. And people are like, yay, Elon, yay. It's like Elon Musk comes out and says, 2 + 2 = 77. People are like, yay, look what he did. He made 2 + 2 = 77. No, he didn't. You just believe his BS. For crying out loud, people, he can't even get an assembly line going there. They're hemorrhaging money. All of these new product launches out there is an effort to bring more money in to fund only to the last project that didn't work out. Anyway, I mentioned cable news and the problems that, you know, what it's doing to the country. Well, we told you this was an issue too. We called it the dopamine feedback loop that people put themselves into. What do you think I'm talking about? When I'm talking about a dopamine feedback loop, I'm talking about social media. Oh, how many likes did I get? How many likes did I get? Oh, yeah, I put up Junior's report card. Like. Yay, I feel so good now. I think people actually, they get cranky at the end of the day because they crash. Then they got to post more because they need more likes. Because again, they need that little dopamine hit again and again. And again, I found this interesting. It was a study that was done. University of Michigan students randomly assigned to read Facebook for 10 minutes were in a worse mood at the end of the day than students assigned to post or talk to friends on Facebook. A study from UC San Diego and Yale found that people who clicked on about 4 times as many links as the average person or who liked twice as many posts, reported worse mental health than average. Uh-huh. So, they were on to something. They were on to something, but then I got out of control. And again, I've given my solution. We don't just talk about problems here on the program. We bring solutions to them. We need a social media outlet that you actually have to verify who you are. You have your name, your picture. So if you're going to be posting something nasty or horrible, you have your name to it and your face to it. And I think the same thing should be done when people comment on various different articles and newspapers and posts. If you were so you believe in your, you know, your courage of your convictions there, why won't you put your name to it? Yeah, because you're a coward. Anyway, going to take a quick break right here. A lot more we got to go over. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You and me, we come from different worlds. I forgot to bring this up. What did you think? It's not like I watched CNN on New Year's Eve. It's not, got a great crowd, went to a great house party near a great friends, great time. All the kids were there. It was fantastic. Do you think that they had CNN on? No. No, I learned about it the next day. What do you think of CNN and the pot bus and having one of their reporters out there on a pot bus and showing everybody how you attach a gas mask to a bong and lighting it up on air? I'm a libertarian and not approved by any stretch of the imagination, but is that the time or place for that? There was a bus being ridden around and people were smoking cigarettes on TV. Half the country would freak out. Half the country would freak out. I saw one commercial the other day. I think it was a vodka commercial. Well, people ready to drink shots. No. You don't do that. Does anybody at all ever think a couple steps down the road what the repercussions of their actions are at all? Everybody says, well, you know, I could do this, we can do this, but should we do this? It's CNN. I don't know how many people are watching, but parents are at a New Year's Eve party and you think they feel like explaining that to their kids the next day? Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about immigration. Because again, this is without a doubt, this is going to be a big 2018 issue. what is going to happen with immigration. I just recently finished up a great book having to deal with, the title of the book was The Black Hand. And it was about the group Black Hand. It was kind of like the mafia, but not really. It was much, much worse. For all intents and purposes, it was a bit of an MS-13 without all the tattoos on the face and all that stuff. A bit of an MS-13 back in the late 19th century into the early parts of the 20th century. And why it was a lot like MS-13 is because the group targeted primarily Italians. Italian immigrants coming here from southern Italy. Italians first started coming in 1860s, 1870s. Already most of New York was mostly Irish at that point in time, English, Dutch. They were the new wave of immigrants, and they were the ones that were digging the tunnels and the subways and building all of these various different things. And they had their little black hand there. But it was interesting, and the book was interesting, in how many of the problems that we're dealing with in regards to the immigrants coming in from Mexico and Central America, very similar to the immigrants from southern Italy. Many of the Italians that came, they didn't trust government. They didn't trust the higher authority. They were afraid of police. Had trouble for a while trying to get everyone to assimilate. But they did certain things, and they had good leadership within these communities. And again, assimilation happened. And the kids and grandkids of these immigrants from southern Italy all look at what happened. Went on to do great things. Now, in my opinion, and I've talked about this here on the program, and I've come under a lot of fire. I think that Spanish language radio, Spanish TV, Press One for Spanish, has that helped? Has that helped the assimilation process? Hell no. Hell no. We made it not even necessary. In many respects, we've managed to balkanize the country. And I mentioned that, and I talked about this before. When I was much younger, and I had the opportunity to live and study in Europe. I lived in Florence, Italy, still one of my favorite places in the entire world. But the school that I went to, forced all of the students, outside of the architecture students who had to work late night on projects sometimes, we all had to live with a family. This is when I was in college. Had no choice. And the family that I live with spoke no English. So I had to take Italian class every day. And I had to do what I could to communicate in their language. 3.5-4 months on down the line, all of a sudden at night, I'm dreaming in Italian. I understand the language now. This is important, people, and we've gotten away from that. Any sort of deal that is cut in regards to DACA, any of these various different things, we have to work harder to assimilate these various different groups into our society, or we're going to run into a major problem. And if we're not going to do it, I can't have it. Dreamers, whatever it may be, we've got to get people to assimilate. I want to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. And I got a bone to pick with Donald Trump and the wall. And I know this might get a lot of people's underwear in a bunch. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Look at the stars, so far away. We've got tonight.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
We've got tonight. Why don't you stay?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The minority leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been holding the country hostage. She has been trying to shut the government down over an issue that does not expire until March. But what is happening is you're playing politics with our military women and men.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy with some strong words there for the Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, of course, dealing with the government shutdown and the fact that, in his opinion, the Democrats are not willing to budge on their immigration stance and immigration bill. The House did vote today to reauthorize Section 702 of the FISA bill. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan voted against this bill. He tells you why.
It seems to me the least we could do was require the Amash Amendment to go on the bill, which would say you got to get a warrant before you look at any American's data or content.
For all of these stories and more, please check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. During the campaign, and again, for all our new affiliates, all new listeners out there, full disclosure here. Trump wasn't my guy. Rand Paul was. Ron Paul was my guy in the last election prior. But did I vote for Trump? Yeah, I did. I did. I don't agree with everything that he's doing. And one of the things during his campaign than I just, and I'll be honest with you, I've tried. I'm not one of those people that I'm an ideologue. I will listen to the other side. I don't understand why we need to build a wall. I look at things from a cost-benefit, you know, a cost-benefit analysis of putting up a wall. The majority, would you agree? This is my debate. For people that think, we got to build a wall, we got to build a wall, we got to build a wall. Okay. Would you agree that the bulk of people coming into the United States are coming here for a better life, job, or maybe to live off the state and get some of that welfare that we like to hand out? You know, that is the bulk of the people. Bulk of people coming here are not drug dealers. Let's just take that aside. Now, wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it be better to deal with this influx of people to make it impossible for them, or at least very, 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 very hard for them to work here in the United States? Now, I get it. We got some sort of e-verify system that nobody actually even uses. Heck, I don't have to go far from my home here on the North Shore of Long Island to go past an area where I see all of the Mexicans and people from Central America standing around, trucks coming, picking them up, and them going to job sites. Don't tell me that the police don't know that they're there. Don't tell me that immigration doesn't know that they're there, because they do. It's cheap labor. And in many instances, used to break my heart, it's slave labor. Let's just be honest here, people. My church down in Southwest Florida, we were in a perpetual state of doing clothing and food drives for all of the migrant workers working in the fields. Well, you think that they're getting any sort of living wage? Please. Stop it. So I think that we have to force employers to check. And I think that we need to make the punishment severe. You hire somebody without checking and making sure that they are a legal worker, that they have a green card, or they're a citizen, well, you are going to pay a massive fine. A massive fine. And then you know what? The next time, you're going to pay an even bigger fine. Sooner or later, there's not going to be work, which then leads us to possibly another problem. Are we going to have a worker shortage? Well, this is where you bring people into the country legally. Yeah, I don't want migrant workers. I don't want migrant workers here in the United States. You want to come here? You want to become an American citizen? You want a better life? You want to go through the process? And you want your kids to go on and do better things, and then your grandkids to do better things on top of that? Great. But we have to have a process for this. We have to do this the right way. Right now, what we got is a mess that we've neglected and not paid attention to for a very, very long period of time. Again, you get all that done, and then you want to build the wall to keep drug dealers out? Well, then go ahead. But we all know how well that's going to work. For crying out loud, we've had an army in Afghanistan since 2001, and heroin prices are as low as they ever have been. Don't tell me it's going to bring down, it's going to do anything to stop the flow of drugs in the United States. You know, one thing's going to stop the flow of drugs in the United States is when Americans stop doing drugs. That's it. So again, guys want to email me, disagree with what I have to say. I don't get it. I don't get it. I think that there is a much more efficient way. And again, I've been through this too. I didn't have working papers when I lived in Italy as a student. I wanted to get a job. No. I couldn't get a job washing dishes. Need to follow the rule of law here in the country. Maybe start actually following through and utilizing the e-verify system and putting serious penalties on people that break it. I think the problem slowly but surely dissipates. Not even slowly, quickly dissipates. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
When it's over, that's the time I fall in love.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
With that being said, I'm going to hand Trump some kudos. President Trump has cut 22 regulations for every new one that's been put on the books. Yeah. The never-ending growth of red tape. Yeah, you want to go back to my site. I wrote a wrote a column about this titled The Lilliputians on Steroids. The red tape has stopped. Even the New York Times, for crying out loud. It must have pained them to write it, but even the New York Times said that what Trump has done in regards to rolling back all sorts of crazy burdensome regulations has done wonders for our economy. It's pretty impressive where we're getting. And a lot of the regulations that have been actually planned have also, this is going back to the Obama administration, have been stopped. Yeah. The Obama administration, by the way, imposed a record 600 major regulations. And they added rules that cost the economy, $100 million or more at a rate of every 3 days. Regulatory costs in the United States estimated $1.9 trillion. And I cited this here on the program. If I tried to start Markowski Investments today with the same money, same type of capital that I had back when I started it decades ago, wouldn't be possible. The cost that I have to, what I have to pay in regulations due to Sarbanes-Oxley and Dodd-Frank because of what the other big firms had done is extraordinary. Now, this is what's interesting, and this is what gets back to the whole watchdog on Wall Street axis of evil. To a lot of our new listeners out here, I'm going to give you a phrase that we like to use here on the program. It's called regulatory capture. Now, regulations are really bad on small businesses, and this is why we haven't seen wage growth, and this is why entrepreneurship had been in the toilet until this past year. And now it's really kicking up and doing much better. Now, who really doesn't like entrepreneurs? Big business. Because those entrepreneurs eventually are going to come and compete with them. You remember in Godfather 2? Godfather 2. Remember when Don Corleone, Robert De Niro's Don Corleone, goes back to Sicily? Goes back to Sicily. Who does he kill? He kills the mafia don that killed his father, his brother, and his mother. But earlier on in the movie, that mafia don was like, he wanted to kill the little boy. He was just a little boy. He's like, no. He's going to come back someday, and he's going to want his revenge. Hey, small businesses, it's real simple, okay? Small businesses is what drives growth here in this country. And if big business can keep it out, they will. Anyway, guys, good news on the regulatory front. It's getting much, much better. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I haven't heard this song in a while. One of my favorite Steve Winwood tunes. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. I am not happy with the way I explain it. I got a little bit more again. I want to be clear. Joseph Schumpeter, an economist, had this idea, and he's right. It's called creative destruction. Something might be created in an economy, might be developed, but then, you know what? It might destroy another. For example, I mean, Kodak used to be a super blue chip company, right? They didn't evolve. They didn't adjust to the changing nature of digital, and they failed. As an example of creative destruction. But growth happened elsewhere. And now we have cameras that are outstanding on our phones. It's all changed. It's different. Now businesses, in particular big businesses, what they do with regulations is they use them as a wall. A wall, a moat, to keep out the hordes of small companies out there that have great ideas. The whole concept of build a better mousetrap and people will beat a path to your door. Well, regulations can keep businesses from even being created. Like I said, my company, if I tried to do it today with the money that I had? No. You know who else said the same exact thing? See, those fellas who started Home Depot. You want to have wage growth in the country. You want to have a dynamic economy. You need to level the playing field. For crying out loud, Wall Street spends money now studying Washington, D.C. and regulations, and how it's going to benefit their buddies, how it's going to benefit themselves, for crying out loud. Again, we've got too big to fail with banks here in the United States. That's pathetic and sad. All that Dodd-Frank did was to put out of business small banks, community lenders all around the country because they couldn't afford to pay for all of the regulations. It's not how this country is supposed to work. And again, I'm giving kudos to Donald for what he's doing. All right, I want to talk a little bit about this because this is going to be another big issue moving forward in 2018, and that is the infrastructure push. Trump threw out this number, and I'm thinking of Dr. Evil. $1 trillion. Yeah. Okay. You're not going to get any argument from me that we seriously need infrastructure improvements here in the United States. I get that. Where are you going to get the money? If you're going to go through the federal budget, and again, I'm thinking of the movie what's his name? Dave, with Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline was Charles Grodin, too. Charles Grodin was his friend, was the accountant. And you remember they're sitting down at the table, and they're going over the budget, and they're perplexed at just how bizarre it is. And they were trying to carve out a little money, a bit of money, and I forget what it was for, but to fund a project by making some cuts elsewhere. You want to fund a $1 trillion infrastructure package? Fine. Just do us all a favor. Do us Gen Xers and millennials a favor. Don't put it on our credit card, because you've already rung up our credit card to the tune of $20 trillion. We can't afford anymore. No more. And another thing. And we're going to do this infrastructure project. I want this done the right way. I don't want to have to deal with all these damn unions and connected businesses to politicians and having, because you got to watch. You want to know how politicians get really wealthy? They know ahead of time where a project is going to go or a ramp is going to go. Then they buy up the real estate around it. Oftentimes, buying up the real estate, then having the government have to buy the real estate up after they bought the real estate to put the project in. No. I'm sick and tired of this crap. It's the equivalent of insider trading, and they all do it. You know, here in New York City, there's actually a story in the New York Times. In the New York Times, talking about the cost overruns in the subways and the train stations that they're putting in and around the city. And they say, why? They're staffed four times as much as any other project, similar project around the globe. Because of who? Buddies. You're fans of The Sopranos. You might be familiar with the no-show jobs from The Sopranos and how these deals are done. It's actually a pretty accurate depiction on that television show and how government projects are handed out and the graft that is involved. You know, Donald Trump, he did give a message during his campaign. I knew the story ahead of time, where he stepped in and he rebuilt the Woolman Rink in Central Park. And he did it because the government couldn't do it. And the government kept spending tons of money and nothing was ever getting done. And he begged them, let me do it. And they told him no. But he went ahead and he finagled away and he did it. And it's awesome. It's awesome. It's a great rink. It's huge. And he's right. He did a great job with it. I want the same type of discipline with the infrastructure projects he had with that rink. And I, quite honestly, people, I don't know. He hasn't drained enough of the swamp yet. I don't think we're responsible enough yet for a $1 trillion infrastructure project. I honestly think most of that money is going to end up in some Swiss bank account somewhere. Anyway, gotta go. God bless everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Watchdog on Wall Street show. As always, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll see you next week.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The minority leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been holding the country hostage. She has been trying to shut the government down over an issue that does not expire until March. But what is happening is You're playing politics with our military women and men.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy with some strong words there for the Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, of course, dealing with the government shutdown and the fact that, in his opinion, the Democrats are not willing to budge on their immigration stance and immigration bill. The House did vote today to reauthorize Section 702 of the FISA bill. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan voted against this bill. He tells you why.
It seems to me the least we could do was require the Amash Amendment to go on the bill, which would say you got to get a warrant before you look at any American's data or content.
For all of these stories and more, please check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost.